And welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We stream live at richarddugan.com and newspress.com. We rebroadcast this program on Sundays at 3 p.m. on A2Zen.fm, and we archive these programs at richarddugan.com, the radio show page. And today we are live. It is the 17th of August. It is 7 minutes past the hour here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, and we are taking your phone calls because we have our three-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne, on the line, and we're going to be talking with him, taking your calls at 866-564-1290 if you're outside the 805 area, or 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. We would love to have your calls, get a reading from David for a couple of moments to give you that map as we've talked. And David, it's great to have you all back on the program. It's been a while, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Richard. It's always a joy to speak with you. You're a great host. You always have good questions. You have good guests. And as you pointed out earlier, we've been talking to each other for at least 10, 12 years, something like that.
About,
this is great.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the interviews that we did back before, sounds strange, before the turn of the century. Does that make you feel old, only even though it's only 13 years in?
Very good.
Yeah. So we've been chatting for quite a long time, and it's been very good. And, of course, the experiences that we have had, both my wife and I, in relation to, as I have come to define it, the roadmap that is the Vedic chart that you put together and also teach people how to put together for themselves has been, you know, spot on. Now, in terms of defining very specific events, that's not what it's intended to do. It lays out those various conditions, and we're going to do that for anybody that wants to give us a call at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Going to be giving those numbers out. We are live here on this Saturday afternoon, again, August the 17th. And my father just celebrated his 82nd birthday back on the 13th, which is quite remarkable. Had a chance to talk with him, and he's doing quite well. So very happy to hear about that. And a little Angus update of our latest arrival from January or February of this year. He's doing great, getting bigger, and having a great deal of fun, sometimes at our expense. But that's what puppies do at 8 months of age. So, David, as we dive in here, because I'm not going to have you go through even a short explanation as to the whole aspect of Vedic astrology, only because that's contained in previous interviews that you and I have done, and I encourage our listeners to go there. Let's talk a little bit about, maybe we'll start small. Let's talk about the coming week. Here we have, we're already halfway through August, and we're heading into the fall and the harvest, and we have the autumnal equinox coming and all of these different astronomical events. Tell us a little bit about the overall chart, and I'm not sure exactly where I should put this in the context of the country. We have birth dates, those kinds of things, and we've gone through that conversation before. But first of all, I guess, how would you, where would you begin with something like that in terms of, tell us about this week coming up?
Well, that's kind of a
broad question.
Yeah, the thing is, using Vedic astrology from India and the sidereal zodiac, which is 23 degrees earlier, then I could say that, the sun has just moved into Leo, according to Vedic astrology. It's about 1 degree Leo. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in Leo for the next 30 days. And that's really a good situation. Whenever sun is in its own sign of Leo, it's usually good for the government, it's good for leaders, it's good for power. So just in general, that's good. Now, I do have a chart for the United States, so we could take a look at that if we wanted to. But what we want to do is we want to see mostly where the slow-moving planets are, because this is slow-moving planets that cause the long-lived events.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fast-moving planets give short-lived results. So we don't worry so much. Moon is in a different sign every 2.5 days. But Jupiter takes 12 months to go through a sign. Saturn takes 2.5 years to go through a sign. So those are the ones that I base my predictions on. And, of course, you know, I use the north and south nodes of the moon, Rahu and Ketu, where they take 18 months to go through a sign. Those are the guys that I really am concerned about because they can cause an eclipse. So, and they move always retrograde. They move 9 degrees and stop, and then they go stationary for 3 months. And usually if they go stationary on top of somebody's rising sign degree or on top of one of their important planets, for 3 months, they really notice it. The first month, they might say something is wrong. The second month, they say something is seriously wrong. And the third month, they think they can't make it. That's when people go through bankruptcies, divorces, hospitalization. They lose a job or they quit or anything could happen. So, I don't do so much the broad stroke stuff as I do the readings for the specific chart for the individual or the specific event. You said at the outset that we don't necessarily deal with specific events, and I think we do deal with specific events. You know, we can see things in a chart, whether a person's going to have a long marriage or short marriage or a long life or short life,
okay,
or trouble with their career or trouble with their health. You know, we can definitely see things very, very specifically.
Well, I guess what I mean by that is actually very specific events such as someone coming down with cancer.
We can see that.
You can actually see that in that context. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. We can see this even from birth. We can see, that's the whole idea, is we want to have a bit. Anybody and everybody should have a very clear understanding of their own Vedic astrology chart so that they can manage your chart. Nobody has a perfect chart. We all have some weakness. We all have some debilitation. We all have some planetary trouble somewhere. And I don't care how healthy you are, how wealthy you are, how educated you are, sooner or later, trouble comes to everyone. And it has to do with the slow-moving transits of the planets, the slow-moving planets going through the inauspicious house.
Mm-hmm.
So for right now, this is a very difficult year and a half for Taurus rising signs and Scorpio rising signs in general,
mm-hmm,
because the slow-moving Jupiter, the slow-moving Saturn are going to be in difficult houses. And so that person will have vulnerability in those issues. But again, going back to even a child, even at the moment of birth, if we know right away whether the child is going to be accident prone or have health issues or mental issues or emotional issues or educational issues or relationship issues, then we can start to deal with that. Nobody has a perfect chart. And what I love about having proper understanding of a chart is that we also deal with the proper remedial measures. We can fix charts. We can put air back in those tires that are low in air. We can fix the draft. We can take care of problems. If you know where the bully is sitting, you can take care of the bully. If you know where the draft is coming from, you can fix it. So it is very, very important for people to be proactive with their own chart. If they know that their sun is debilitated, afflicted, badly placed, and they know they're not really going to get support from their father or father figures or the government, but there are remedial measures for that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can attest to that. I remember back in, I think it was 2007, you were on the program, we were chatting away, and you had mentioned the benefits of having, in this case, one of these special amulets that will assist in that process that you're talking about in terms of sort of fixing things or supporting the very positive things or helping going through those malefic times is what's called a kavach that's available through astroview.com and you, David.
Right.
And you, I still remember the one word that came across. And still to this day, I remember the one word was confidence, that it would help to bring more confidence. And I can attest to the fact that over the last, and if you can believe this, David, it's been almost 6 years since we've been doing this program. 2007, we started this.
Right.
I have felt that,
yeah.
And it isn't so much of a surprise. Part of me says, well, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. If you haven't figured it out yet, you never will. So... sort of get with the program.
I appreciate what you're saying. And the same thing, I'm 67 years old.
Yeah.
And I started wearing one of these mystical pendants when I was 50. And the last 17 years have been the best of my life. And what happened is that it represents your benefic planets. It represents your benefic gemstones. So it's like putting air on those flat tires.
Yeah.
And then when you have air in your tires, you can roll down the highway of life more smoothly. And I noticed that after the first year, I felt more confident, more at peace. Second year, more. In fact, I had a couple of mountains in my life that I had to move and I hadn't moved in 10 years. One was an ex-business partner in California. One was an ex-wife on the East Coast. And I moved them both.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is really good. And I've noticed that each year my marriage has blossomed. My marriage of 30 years has blossomed. My three children are doing well. My business is doing well.
Well, and that's...
So when you fix your chart, you can have more peace of mind. You can have more purpose of life. You can be in the right place at the right time. You meet the right people, yeah. Read the right articles, make the right decisions. Now, it's still always a matter of self-effort. Whatever we gain in life, we gain through our own self-effort. And sometimes we lose a crop due to a hailstorm. Should we grieve? No, what is required is greater self-effort. So if we do lose a crop, then we have to get up and rebuild. We have to put another plant another crop. I love these towns. They get hit by a hurricane or a tornado or something, and they go, well, it was terrible. We did lose some people, but we're going to rebuild. And they rebuild, and you know, and hopefully that it's going to be better, you know.
Well,
but it's all about self-effort.
Yeah, and I've learned not to cast stones because sometimes I would see those kinds of situations happen, and I'm going, why are you people still living there? And then I take a look at where I'm living going, you know, you're living on borrowed time too because you're
right.
In earthquake and fire country. So,
that's right.
There's
no safe place.
That's
in the Midwest,
right.
You're going to have tornadoes.
That's
in
it.
The South, you're going to have hurricanes. And in the West, you're going to have earthquakes. I mean, there's always something happening. Again, sooner or later, trouble comes to everyone. So,
exactly.
But what we want to do is if we have this knowledge, then when the trouble comes, it's no longer 80, 90, 100% overwhelming.
Yeah.
The trouble is 30%, 10%, and that's what we want to have it manageable, not unmanageable.
Exactly. A reminder, too, that if you'd like to give us a call, David is here for you, three-minute astrologer David Hawthorne. Vedic astrology is the method, if you will. He also has a book called Astrology. Let's try that one again, Astrology for Life. It is a book that is available through astroview.com. But right now, you can call in at 866-564-1290. That's 866-564. And the beautiful thing about it is it matches our frequency, 1290, 1290, or locally at 805-564-1290. We will take your call on the air and give you roughly a three-minute reading. David will do that for you. And we encourage you to give us a call again. Those numbers, 805-564-1290 or 866-564.
And we need the time of birth as well as the date and place of birth.
Exactly. Those are the three elements, time, date, and place of birth. Now, I know you've told us before that it is possible to give someone a reading with one of those missing, even if it's an approximate. But you really do need all three elements to make it a strong chart in that regard.
The more accurate the birth time, the more accurate the reading.
Exactly. By the way, I was sharing with you off air that, and I've been sharing this with our listeners as well, that I started to reread what I call my metaphysical primer, Autobiography of a Yogi, and it didn't hit me the first time I went through it, the first dozen times I read it back when I was in my teens and 20s. But as I'm going back and reading it again, I was like, oh my gosh, there he's talking about Vedic astrology, and you know the exact chapter 16 dealing with outwitting the stars.
Outwitting the stars.
Yeah.
He says, dear master, why do you want me to get an astrological bangle?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it's only when a traveler has reached his destination, you know, can he throw away his maps. So in the meantime, we take any remedial measures we can. In fact, he goes on to say that by a number of way to manage your past life karmas, he says by a number of means, and he says by prayer, by willpower, by meditation, by consultation with saints, by astrological bangles, and certain plants, and faultless gemstones. This is how we manage past life karma. And so I just love it. It's just beautiful, beautiful knowledge.
Absolutely. And I know that when you have given folks readings, and it seems more specifically, because I've noticed this with my wife, Amrita, you make reference to, and we can talk a little bit about this goes along with getting the bangles and so on and so forth, feeding the birds, helping the elderly, et cetera, et cetera. These yes. actions.
Yes. Again, that's part of the twofold planetary astral remedies. Number one, you want to strengthen your benefic planets, the most favorable planets for your chart, especially those that are weak or afflicted, debilitated, or badly placed. You want to strengthen them, and you can use color therapy, gemstone therapy, mystical pendant. But for the planets that cause adverse effects, and everybody has a bully in their chart, we cannot strengthen those. It's like you have to go to the judge and say, Your Honor, I'm sorry I did this. And so the way you do that is with charities, food, clothing, service, shelter, donations. So for some charts, I recommend they help their mother. Other charts recommend they help their father. Other charts, they should help their sister. Other charts, they should help their brother. Other charts, they help the homeless or the poor and the needy or, you know, lepers, as they say in India.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can feed the, anybody can feed the birds in the morning. It's a great remedy. Put some bird seed in the water in a bird bath. And you can feed stray dogs or donate to animal shelters for stray dogs. In fact, see, the highest remedy, in my opinion, it's actually called, hold on, I got it here. It's a yagya. It's called Bhuta Yagya, Bhutam Yagya. And it simply means that any time you help those who cannot help themselves, you are doing a planetary astral remedy for your own chart. And I, again, my premise is that the more of the remedies we do for our chart, the less suffering we do in life. It helps reduce the adverse effects of planets causing, you know, the adverse problems. So anytime you help the elderly, anytime you help the poor and the needy, or afflicted persons, or children, or students, or animals, you have just done a planetary remedy for your own chart.
Mm.
Second remedy is mm-hmm. listening to spiritual chants. Now, I don't care if a person listens to Christian chants, Gregorian chants, Buddhist chants, Zen chants. I personally like the Vedic chants from India because they're done in Sanskrit, which is the mother of all language, which is the oldest language, and truth is that which is eternal, that which is the oldest. So I like the Vedic chants, and I can tell my clients which ones are appropriate for their individual charts. And then the third yagya, the third remedy for a chart, is scripture. So I recommend that people read holy books. I don't care if it's the Bible or the Bhagavad Gita. It doesn't matter. Or any spiritual book, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of great spiritual knowledge out there. Anything that keeps your mind and heart pure and elevated and moving in the right direction. Now, going along that, I also find some great remedies. That one is being considerate to other people. So that starts with your family, your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings. But then you extend that out into your coworkers, employees, servants, waiters, waitresses, even strangers. If you're considerate to other people, you will be like a master of self. You'll be like a yogi. You will go your way unencumbered because all problems come when somebody's being inconsiderate. So, for example, somebody cuts somebody off on a road. He's being inconsiderate, and then next thing you know, you got road rage. You got a big problem. So that's a great remedy is to be considerate to other people. And another great thing, I do a lot of couple counseling. And it dawned on me, I'm writing an article called The Astrology of Relationships, but it dawned on me that sun is father, so therefore sun is husband. Moon is mother, therefore moon is wife. So if we think of the natural situation in the universe, the role of the sun, the father, the husband, is to shed light. Without the light of the sun, we would all be dead. So sun just sheds light 24/7. Sun never asks for a thing in return. It just goes around the earth. It just sheds light 24/7. Now, when the sun shines light on the moon, we see what is known as a waxing moon, and the moon becomes full and bright. So that means if a man shines his light, his nourishment, his light on his wife, she becomes full and bright. Now, when the sun takes light away from the moon becomes a waning moon, and she becomes dark and empty. There's no moon. So a man takes his light away from his wife, and he goes, oh, she's dark and empty. I want nothing to do with her. Well, the reason she's dark and empty is because he took his light away from her. So a man should always know that his role is to shed light on his wife and his children, to nourish them. Now, in all fairness to men, it is virtually impossible for a man to shed his light on his wife 30 days a month, because every month the moon goes on the other side of the earth, out of the orb of influence of the sun. So a man cannot help at all. So a woman has to allow her husband 1 week a month to not support her because she's out of range. But when she's in range the other 3 weeks, he should be shedding his light on her. So I think that's a very good metaphor for relationships. So a man should just be nourishing, and one of the best ways to nourish his wife and children is with that mantra, am I being considerate? Am I being considerate to my wife and children with every thought, with every word, with every action? Was Tiger Woods being considerate to his wife behind her back? Absolutely not. And he got into a big fix over that. He lost all of his status in life, and mm-hmm. all of his dignity, all of his honor, all of his reputation.
Would you say his light was somewhat diminished?
Well, he did it to himself.
Well, sure, I understand, yes.
Not being considerate to mm-hmm. his wife,
right.
You know. So my point is, you know, relationships are important. And then, you know, I often recommend to people that when they start to date somebody early, let's go ahead and look at their chart, because I can look at any man's chart and see the position of Venus, and I can look at any woman's chart and see the position of Jupiter. This gives me a major clue. And I tell all, you know, a lot of times people will send me charts, especially from India, and they'll say, should I marry this woman? And I look in the chart and I see that Jupiter, representing husband, is in the house of death, and it's afflicted and it's debilitated. I say that this woman's husband will die. So then he's got two choices. He goes back to her and he says, you know, I think we should be friends but not be intimate. Or he comes to me and says, David, I really love her. What are the remedies for her chart? If she's willing to do remedies, then it will protect her husband, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you a man's chart that's so afflicted for marriage, his wife committed suicide. So I'm grateful that my daughter, who's 26 years old, she's studying Vedic astrology. She's following my footsteps. I'm very grateful for that. And I'm very grateful that she can look at any man's chart and know exactly what's going on. Two boyfriends ago, she had a boyfriend who had a debilitated Venus, meaning his wife would suffer. She's no longer with him. And then the last boyfriend had like three or four debilitated planets. So this guy's just spinning his wheels. He's not making much progress. So she figured that out after a short period of time, and she's not with him. So hopefully at some point she's going to find a guy whose chart who looks very good for marriage, like he's going to take care of his wife and
yeah,
his children.
Exactly.
So we can kind of have this knowledge. Now, we don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. If the husband says, you know, if the man says, I know I have some trouble and I'm willing to do remedies, then yes, he can protect his family.
Well, when we come back from our break, I want to expand on that. First of all, I think the metaphor of the sun and the moon astronomically in reference to relationships is absolutely it's spot on from my perspective. I love that. That is great.
Thank you.
But when we come back, I want to expand on this a little bit more. Your daughter is checking the charts of the boys that she's dating, the men that she's dating, to see what, you know, could happen down the road as far as they're concerned, as far as she is concerned, as far as they may be concerned. I want to touch upon planning ahead. For example, and I'll put this out here and have you think about this as we go to break. If your daughter were to, say, throw out a date or could find a date on the calendar of someone who maybe she prefers men who are right around her age, only a few years older or younger, what have you, and could find, shall we say, the optimal chart of a man that she would want to have a relationship with, and then begin the process of when she meets someone, so what is your birth date? No, I'm sorry, or This has potential. I'm wondering if we can go in that direction as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. New paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, and we encourage you to stay right where you are. We are taking your phone calls at 805-564-1290 here in on the Central Coast, 805-564-1290, or toll free 866-564-1290 if you are listening online on Saturday, August the 17th, 2013, if you can believe that. Stay right where you are. This is Tell Me Your Story.
remember the stories your family used to tell?
Until I got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Well, close. Very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
Okay, stand by. They want to get you a man's load right now until the go, no go. Stand by.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the first thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Professional glass blower and craftsman Saul Alcaraz of Santa Barbara Art Glass can teach you to make that special gift for that special someone.
I guarantee that if you come in here, you will make paperweights, tumblers, or a mug, a bowl. You will get it done on your first lesson, even if you've never done it. Guarantee.
If I wanted to learn how to blow glass, what do I need to come to Saul with?
You gotta be extremely hyper, especially if you're gonna be doing it professional. You only have like 5 seconds to work with. If you wanna create art and sculpting and all that kind of stuff, then it's not a problem. You can take your time. Glass will not break.
Can people come by the shop unexpected?
I like it when they come in unexpected, and they'll probably bring some good energy in. Our studio, it's at 706 East Mason Street, 2 blocks from Miltos in Santa Barbara.
How do people get a hold of you?
Check out my website, sbrglass.com, or call us at 805-965-1541.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to David Hawthorne in a moment, but we're going to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, and we're going to talk about moons. I was mooned once in my early career by a gentleman, and that wasn't the kind of full moon I was expecting. Tell me a little bit about this, what we have coming up.
We are working towards a full moon in the sign of Aquarius on Tuesday the 20th. And that is often a time when people become more emotional, more irrational. Things are closer, our emotions are closer to the surface. And so this time of the moon cycle, I'm always urging restraint, caution and restraint. Be observant, listen more than you speak, be kind, be compassionate, be patient, be tolerant, and treat others like you want to be treated.
Well, that's good advice at any time of the year.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Especially good right now.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. This has been a public service announcement.
Absolutely. And again, we talked about this last week. Facebook, you are going to you're putting together a project based upon some of the work that we've done over the last, with nothing
two,
coming up on
years.
2 years,
yeah,
as far as these short little segments that we've been doing.
Yes.
I've just updated that website as far as that's concerned, so everything is there and current, and so people will be able to, however you're going to do it, they'll be able to access that information in whatever context you're creating, and that's at Facebook. And I understand that you have to be a member of Facebook, or am I wrong, to be able to access this information?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I mean, most everybody is. You don't have to generate an elongated profile and all these other things. You just go on there, just create, put your username and password and go in. You don't have to add anything. And now you can go searching anywhere you want for whoever else is there.
Right.
Great stuff. Also, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, and they can also phone you. And you do a lot of phone work. You do a lot of stuff over the phone.
I do so much phone work. Most of my clients
the country
are out
around
of
the
town
world.
And out of state. Yeah.
And that's 9630842.
Yes.
Next week, we are we're already in the second half of August. I can't believe how fast things are going. The harvest is upon us, if you will. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about that as we head into the next sign.
And Virgo, which will be Virgo. Yes.
Virgo it is. And we'll talk to you then. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Richard.
The Chari Center of Health with Deepak and Rupa Chari bring you this health tip.
Today's Chari Center of Health quick tip is for heart health. What is high blood pressure? We need to understand how our body keeps blood flowing through it. Your heart carries blood from your heart to your entire body through a system of arteries, vessels, capillaries, and veins. When your heart beats and blood is pumped into the arteries, the blood actually pushes against the walls of the arteries. A blood pressure reading has two numbers written like a fraction, one number on top and one on the bottom. This reading measures the amount of force in two ways. The top number, or systolic blood pressure, is the pressure in the arteries when the heart muscle is pumping blood. And the bottom number, or diastolic pressure, is the pressure in the arteries when your heart is resting between heartbeats. How do you monitor your blood pressure? Buy a blood pressure monitor from the drugstore. Your blood pressure changes so often throughout the day, it's best to use more than one reading to figure out your average.
What do you need to do before measuring your blood pressure? Don't eat or use caffeine, alcohol, or tobacco products 30 minutes before measuring your blood pressure. Go to the bathroom and empty your bladder. Rest for 3 to 5 minutes and avoid talking. Sit in a comfortable position with your legs and ankles uncrossed and your back supported. And place your left arm raised to the level of your heart on a table or desk and sit still. What is the normal blood pressure as defined by the American Heart Association? Normal blood pressure for adults over 20 years old is a reading lower than 120 by 80. When your blood pressure rises above 120 by 80, you're at risk of developing high blood pressure. High blood pressure is a reading higher than 140 by 90, and low blood pressure is a reading below 90 by 60. So please monitor your blood pressure and be sure to discuss your readings with your doctor.
Take your health to the next level for the new year. Go to charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com. Or call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111.
And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. We're live in studio. We are talking with David Hawthorne via the phone lines, and we are taking your calls via the phone lines at 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. We have about 22 minutes left. Don't wait until the last moment. I hate putting people off, and David is going to have to rush off at the end of the program, so he won't be able to talk with you after the broadcast is over. However, the caveat is that you can go to astroview.com. His email address is there, as well as all the information that we've been talking about as it relates to Vedic astrology. Astroview.com, and you can also email David@astroview.com. And I think that I wanted to touch upon something before we get back into the relationship thing, as I was kind of musing before we went to break, and just say that I think that it is quite phenomenal. I think it's exciting. I know that you're excited about it as well, that your own daughter, who is quite a talent in her own right, has chosen to, as you put it, follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, I'm really very, very happy about this. All three of my children have been, you know, raised in a family where we talk about astrology all the time, Vedic astrology, and actually one of the ways I communicate with my own children for the last 10, 12 years is through my weekly column. They know their rising signs, so they know what to read. So, you know, astrology has been a really part of our life, and we all understand it, but I haven't, you know, encourage any of my children to follow my footsteps. Mm-hmm. And so I just let them take their own path. And my daughter went on to graduate from college. She was a theater arts major. She did very well. She's very talented in music and dance and theater. And she's, you know, has a very good appearance and very, very talented. So she ended up in L.A. and she was doing in movies and acting and extra work and all that. And so I was kind of surprised that she came back home here to Iowa and ended up getting a job just at some financial company, and she's doing well there. But she, about a year ago, she came to me. She said, "Dad, you know, I've been giving it some great thought, and I decided I really like what you do for your life. I like Vedic astrology. I really want to take my studies to the next level and really go into this deeply. And you know, we have got plenty of books on this knowledge, and my own professor in India is very helpful. In fact, we do webcam stuff with him. But my daughter has gotten very serious, and she's really been studying, and now she's starting to specialize, and she does readings for the younger people, you know, the teenagers and young adults, and especially dealing with relationships and dealing with careers. You know, I've told you, like, in the past where, you know, this father came to me and he said, my son wants to go to engineering school out of state. It's very expensive, $45,000 a year, and we cannot afford that, but I love my son. If engineering is supported in his chart, I'd be happy to borrow the money. But would you take a look at his chart? And I said, fine, before we even look at it, I'll tell you right now what I'm looking for. I'm going to look at Mars. Mars rules logic, engineering, construction, mathematics. If it's strong, he'll do well. So we looked at his chart, and his Mars was utterly weak and even afflicted. I said, he will not be successful in engineering. But look at something else I found in his chart. He's got Venus in the house of income. He's going to do very well with the fine arts, performing arts, healing arts. He should go in for the arts, some element of the arts. Mm-hmm. That's where he should go. That's his fastball. So he went back to his son. He told his son what I said, and his son says, I don't care. I'm going to go to engineering school. That's what I want to do. But, Dad, I will save you money. I won't go out of state. I'll go to in-state. It's much cheaper. His dad said, thank you very much. So the kid goes to engineering school for one semester. At the end, he said, Dad, the astrologer was right. I hate it. I don't understand it. I don't want to do it. He transfers to another college. He majors in art, and last year he graduated at the top of his class as in a graphic arts, and he's an absolutely in bliss.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Yes, that's how we use it. I mean, I wish our parents had this knowledge when we were kids.
You and me both.
Help us move in the right. And I told you at the beginning when you and I first started talking, I had this businessman came to see me recently, and he said, would you take a look at my son's chart? He's 36, and he wouldn't give me any clue about what he was asking for. And I just said three things to him. I said, it shows in your son's chart enormous money that could come to him, but he needs to protect it because it can go out the door. I said, I also see he can have a good high position and leadership position, and I also see that he can have tremendous litigation and lose his status and wealth through litigation. And the father fell off his chair. The father said, David, all three things that you said have already come true. Number one, he became the president of a software company. Number two, he earned $3.5 million. Number three, he lost it all in litigation.
Wow.
So it's right there in the chart. Now, again, we have a saying in India, Heyam Dukam Anagatam. Avert the danger that has not yet come. If you know what is happening, if you can identify things in your chart, you can manage it. If you see divorce in your chart, you can do the remedies so there is no divorce. If you see health problems for your children, you can do some remedies so there's no health problem. By the way, for the ladies out there listening, number one, yes, you should definitely have a man's chart looked at before you get too serious with him so you know if he's the real deal. I often say that men are like book covers. In fact, people are like book covers. You might meet some nice, attractive book cover, but then you don't find out till you get to chapter 3, 5, or 10 that the guy is utterly worthless. That he has no morals, he's an addict, and he's not going to support you. So you can know this ahead of time by reading the chart. Number two, I often recommend that if a couple is going to conceive a child, that they look 40 weeks into the future, and if Sun is going to be debilitated, Jupiter is going to be debilitated, Venus is going to be debilitated, why not wait 30 days for conception? And look another 40 days down the road, 40 weeks down the road, and then when we see that there's no major debilitation of planets, then that's a good month for conception. Number three, if a physician says to the woman, for your health, for the health of your baby, you need to do a cesarean, you simply say to him, fine, what day of the week do you do these cesareans, and what time of day do you do the cesarean? And then she comes back to me with that information, the location, the city where this is going to take place, the date and time. We look at the charts, and we may go back to the doctor and say, fine, we see you do those on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Any chance you could do it at 10:30 a.m.? Any chance you could do it at 9:30 a.m.? Any chance you could do it at 11 a.m.? Because I can tell you 30 minutes can make the huge difference in a person's life. And one chart, at the 10 a.m. time, could show that the child will suffer for the entire life. Health, wealth, marriage, relationships, career. There'll be all kinds of afflictions in that chart. But 30 minutes can be a different rising sign. It can remove all the malefic planets, all the afflictions, and that person will be a king.
Mm. That kind of ties into a question I was going to ask you, and you've answered it. So I wanted to touch on something that someone brought to my attention because I was sharing with them, of course, about my rereading the Metaphysical Primer and how I've never found one person whose information, whose wisdom and knowledge just clicked. And as much as I love you, David, and I do enjoy the Vedic astrology and all of that. I don't know that I might call you my astrological guru, but in terms of, you know, how people, they go through their lives and suddenly they found this person and this wisdom and they follow it. Now, they may not necessarily be following the individual, but where that information, where that wisdom is coming from, that is the direction that they go. And I never latched on. It's like, as I do these programs, I enjoy the conversation, and it's just fabulous every single week to talk with all the diversity. But someone asked me when I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to have my Vedic astrologer on, you know, in a couple of weeks here, and da-da-da-da-da. And they knew of Vedic astrology, and they said, well, why don't you ask him about what's going on in your 12th house? Because that has some, because they knew enough about Vedic astrology. And I hope they were correct, that's where you might find out whether or not you even need a single individual, or whether you are the type of person who knows that stuff's already inside you and you've got that information and you are just gratified and confirmed every time you come across someone who shares that kind of wisdom. Does that make any sense to you?
Almost.
Almost.
I don't quite I almost understand what the question, but can you rephrase it?
Well, the question was more along the lines of, ask David to check your 12th house, because supposedly that is the 12th house that governs, I don't want to say necessarily gurus, but maybe wisdom, or where I might be getting my source of spiritual food, that type of thing. You know, some people will stay, say, in the Catholic Church for their entire lives, and they are fed to overflowing, and they are they love it, and it's what they that's their path.
Well, let me address
sure.
a couple of things here.
Okay.
One, I agree that some people will be a seeker of knowledge, and they will go to different gurus, they'll go to different schools, different religions, they'll learn different things and incorporate some of those things, use them in their own life. Other people may end up with a guru and just get completely devoted and move into that ashram or move into that convent or that monastery. That's fine. So there's different paths. Some
mm-hmm.
people are householders. Some people are not even concerned about being seekers or on a spiritual path, and that's all well and good. Now, in terms of the chart itself, the ninth house is the house of guru.
Ah, okay.
The 12th house is the house of retreats and ashrams and spiritual journeys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not, you know, and it is true, different rising signs, you know, have different approaches. Your particular rising sign, you know, what I say to my clients often is that, just like all the animals in the jungle have been given some protection, some way to protect themselves. Some are fast, some are, you know, camouflaged, some are quick, some are slow, some are big, some are small. You know, everybody has their own protection. Well, same as with different rising signs. Your protection, Richard, is that you have Mercury ruling your house of mind. And your Mercury is with Moon, and these two together in Moon's own sign gives you this brilliant mind, this brilliant intellect. And you're the Taurus rising sign, earthy, practical, self-made, and ambitious. And this all takes place, this Moon, Mercury takes combination takes place in your house of independence. So you may be very independent, you may be intellectual, maybe figuring things out your own way. And that's all well and good. Jupiter, which is gurus, is in your eighth house of research and mystical knowledge. So that's kind of a good situation. Saturn, ruling your career, is actually in the eighth house, which is mystical knowledge. It connects your career with research, language, mysticism, mystical knowledge. So that all seems to line up. Your 12th house, by the way, is Aries, ruled by Mars, and you have Mars in the 12th house, which means you would be very successful internationally. You can travel abroad. You can live abroad. you can have good success in foreign lands. Now, some people can't. I have a lot of clients from India, and you know, if that 12th ruler is in the 6th house or the 8th house, living abroad is a disaster. All those people that are here, I tell them, you should have talked to me before you left India, because your 12th ruler's in the 6th house. And they do. They have horrible lives in living abroad. You know, they'll lose a wife to cancer. They'll lose their son to an automobile accident. They'll have tremendous health problems. They'll have litigation. They'll have imprisonment. You know, you really, again, in my position, you can answer any question that comes up if you know what you're looking for. If you know what house is involved, what planet is involved. So you have a very good 12th house. I like that. And you also have a good 8th house, which should be good for longevity, and it should be good for even windfalls, easy money, insurance settlement, lottery winning. That should be okay. You do need to strengthen your Saturn, which rules your career, is under the influence of Rahu, which gives high and low experience with career. You have Ketu, the southern node of the moon, in your 10th house of career. So that connects your career with spirituality. Ketu is called Moksha Karaka, significator for spiritual progress. You do have Sun in Gemini. It makes you very social, and it's very good. It's an air sign. It also contributes to intelligence. And you have Venus with the Sun. Did your father have some kind of health issue?
I suppose you could consider he had the same kind of visual issues that I've had, eye conditions and also asthma. Other than that, very healthy man. But yes, those would be two of those.
Okay. And he's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You son ruling father in your chart is conjunct your sixth ruler, and that can give father some health issues. It can also give him some mental tension, some financial issues, or some conflict issues. But my point here is, for your chart, this may also cause some issues with your cardiovascular system and your stomach. So I would take a teaspoon of baking soda in a glass of water from time to time to bring some oxygen into your bloodstream. And you need to protect your heart and your cardiovascular system. You could wear a ruby gemstone to strengthen that sun, and you can just get ruby colors in your life, rose-tinted sunglasses, a ruby cellophane over a window. Buy a couple of roses every Sunday, keep them on a kitchen table. But just strengthen that sun, and that will help you with happiness and property. And I would wear a blue sapphire gemstone and use blue-tinted sunglasses for your Saturn ruling your career, because it does cause some obstructions, setbacks, and delays in your career. And because Saturn is weak in your chart, quite frankly, it's in the 8th house, that can cause some worry and some impatience and even distrust of others. So that can, you know, that can be some issues for you in life. It can cause some trouble with your teeth, neck, back, spine, knees, joints, ankles. So go ahead and wear a blue sapphire gemstone. Wear dark blue clothing. You can have a blue blazer, a blue sweater. You have a dark blue automobile. Even black is safe and favorable for your chart. So I would just, those two planets, if you strengthen your Saturn, you strengthen your Sun, it's really going to have a very positive impact in your career and happiness and home life, property, leadership, long-lived accomplishments, longevity of life. What's carrying your chart is the Moon-Mercury conjunction. They're both together in the sign of Cancer. Gives you very good connection with entrepreneurial activities connected with the public and communications. They're both in the third house of entrepreneurial activity. Mercury's communications, you're a messenger. Moon is the public. Moon can give you a lot of affluence as well through entrepreneurial activities. So you have some good marks in this chart, but there's a few things that we definitely want to work on so we don't have some issues.
Right. You rubies know, and sapphires. Okay, very good.
Blue sapphire and a ruby.
Now, as we were kind of touching upon this a little bit before we wrap up the program, I was asking about sort of planning ahead. Is there a way of utilizing Vedic astrology to do just that, not just in terms of my own chart? And of course, you know, you can chart that out. I don't know how far you go out. But in terms of, say, charting out a prospective mate, like your daughter. Like your daughter
Here's the thing. Yeah, I can look at a chart and say, you know, for this particular rising sign, this would be a better rising sign for that particular person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we also have the Vimshottari Dasha sequence, which is the hands on the clock. So I can see the past, present, and future general trends. So I know, you know, if, for example, you're in your 20 years of Venus until February 2019, and I do think that your 6 years of Sun and 10 years of Moon following your Venus period are actually going to be more favorable for you. In fact, your Moon period, you're going to think you died and went to heaven. Your 10 years of Moon is like everything you touch becomes on a silver platter. But then there's sub-periods within the main period. Your current sub-period is Saturn until February 2015. So put your attention on dark blue colors, dark blue clothing, a blue sapphire gemstone. You know, continue wearing your mystical pendant. And just strengthen your Saturn. Now, Saturn has gone into your sixth house until November 2014, so be very vigilant in your career so that there's no disputes, no litigation. Just avoid trouble like that. And just be of service to others during this time. Your career will have a very, very positive lift November 2014 to November 2017. Those 3 years, Saturn is going to be in your seventh house. Look for joint ventures, partnerships, relationships. So, yes, you can use Vedic astrology to plan the future.
Interesting. And people can do that, of course, by obviously going to astroview.com, which is your website, which you've had for a number of years. You have that wonderful book, the educational teaching book, Astrology for Life. You have a, if I'm correct, you have a video series that teaches people this, and it is a science. It's by the numbers.
Right.
So anybody can learn how to, if all they want to do is their own chart, then that's what's there for them. Astroview.com. And if you want to get in touch with David, david@astroview.com is his email address. And I know, David, that you have to run off as soon as we're done here. And in the last couple of minutes, I do want to thank you for joining us on the program. We're going to have you back again. I think we're going to see if we can't arrange for, if not December, first part of 2014, and sort of take a look ahead, even if it's just for the first few weeks or month or so, and see where things are going. But again, I do want to thank you for sharing your Saturday afternoon with us.
My pleasure. You guys are great. And I wish you and Amrita all the best in life and all your listeners, and hopefully one of these days they'll call in and we can do some readings.
Absolutely. We would encourage our listeners to do that. Numbers are always the same here at AM 1290, and that that has never changed, and I don't think it will. But again, David Hawthorne has been my guest. Again, the website is astroview.com. That's astroview.com, and his email address is david@astroview.com. So you can certainly write him. Let him know you to listen to the program, and that you're interested in either a reading or you're interested in learning how to, you want to learn how to create your own chart, to map that out so that you can get through your days and weeks and months ahead with a little less stress. We can all use that. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. A reminder that if you'd like to help to support this radio broadcast, go to the missions page at richarddugan.com. And at the bottom, there are two ways for you to do that. We'll always take energetic support, encourage you to do that as well. And if you can help us in other ways, that is also gratefully appreciated. We will come your way again next Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, streaming live at richarddugan.com and newspress.com, and rebroadcast on Sundays at a2zen.com. Until then, love Talal.